And Prince George's Amy Ballantyne is a 911 operator by day, but some nights she puts on a baseball uniform and becomes Devin O'Dreamy, her dancing drag alter ego. And Amy is performing as Devin at this Friday's Queen of the North Exposé drag show, and she joins me live in studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So maybe first we'll start by explaining what goes on at the North Exposé drag show first.
Just a bunch of craziness.
The craziness.
Craziness. There's queens, there's kings, lots of people come out.
And I guess, what will you be? You'll be as Devin, correct?
Yes.
And drag king.
Drag king.
Many people are familiar with drag queens.
Yes.
But they may be less familiar with drag kings. What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, drag kings, they're not as glamorous. I mean, we dress as men. And I mean, we have nice suits and ties, and Devin, you know, can sometimes glam it up.
But... Okay, let's talk about Devin for a second.
Yeah.
How would you describe who Devin is?
Oh, he's just a little bit of a flirty little devil. A stud muffin, if you will.
So flirty little devil, stud muffin Devin. Devin is wearing the costume. Can you describe what you're wearing?
Really tight pants. Some red socks, and this is just a little bit of the ball uniform that he's going to be bringing out tomorrow. But I can't breathe in this outfit, so it's going to be good.
Awesome. So where did the alter ego come from? How do you go about creating Devin? Is it a part of you?
It started 11 years ago, and I was asked to perform for a women's dance, and my friend and I, we came out as the Brokeback Street Boys.
Right.
So it was more of a Backstreet Boy kind of thing. So his style started with that, and it just depends on which song I do now is what he will bring out.
Bring out, right?
Yeah.
So how is performing as, say, Devin different from Amy Ballantyne?
It's the same in a lot of ways. Like, Devin's outgoing, plays with the crowd, and I really like to do that too in my regular life. But he's a bit of a flirt. Likes to show off a bit and just really gets the crowd going,
right.
I guess.
So how do you prepare a routine then?
I procrastinate a lot on my couch. The most important thing.
We call that thinking
time. Yeah, thinking. That's my thinking time. I ask friends, like, what kind of songs are good, and I just listen to what's out there right now. I pick a good song and start from there, and I don't know, just tell a story, basically.
Right. Yeah. So paint a picture. I'll say, for example, I go and I walk in the door. What will I see? What kinds of things will I see there?
Lots of chairs. No. You'll see a stage. Like, this year, I think they're going to be raising it up, and there's a little bit of a walkway, and it's going to be lots of chairs for people. There's a bar. It's going to be a really fun atmosphere. Usually they have a little bit of glitter and glam around, you know, make it look good.
What do you think this kind of event brings to the city of Prince George, do you think?
Well, Pride itself is a really fun weekend. It gives everybody a chance to come out, see everybody, really just show what our community has. And I love seeing everybody this time of year. So.
Right. And we, of course, the rainbow crosswalks were recently painted. I imagine there's a lot more of a lot of enthusiasm this year.
Yes.
With Pride Week, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the drag show, but I'm most looking forward to the parade, seeing everybody. And then there's an awesome dance as well. There's a brunch, and it's just a good atmosphere this time of year.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Devin, Amy.
Yes, thank
Devin,
you.
Amy, Devin. Awesome. A true pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As Amy Ballantyne, also known as Devin O'Dreamy, performing at Friday's drag show at the Coast Inn in Prince George. Until noon today, tickets will be available for $25. You can get them by going to pgpride.ca. Otherwise, there will be a limited number of tickets available at the door. And your thoughts on what you just heard? Are you planning on going? Let us know. Call our listener line 1-866-340-1932. You can also email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.